Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? So you think you can help me?
Yeah. We can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Gabrielle.
Hey, Gabrielle. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, I got married a little less than a month ago, and apparently something happened at my wedding that nobody told me about, and I'm just trying to figure out what that was.
Okay. Can you be more specific?
Sure. So, like I said, we got married almost a month ago. And the actual wedding was smooth, and the reception was nice and all that. I do remember, though, at one point late in the night, we were trying to get all the bridesmaids together on the dance floor, and we couldn't find my friend Amy. Like, she was nowhere to be found. So I thought, well, maybe she's in the bathroom or something like that. Maybe she went outside. You know, who knows at that point of the night? So the next morning, we had a little breakfast gathering with all our friends, and I asked if anyone had seen her. And someone said that she left the reception early, and it looked like she had been crying. And I was like, should I text her? And, you know, everybody was like, I'm sure it was nothing. Go have fun on your honeymoon.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
So we went on our honeymoon, and we were gone for like 2 weeks. I remember posting a bunch of pictures and seeing who liked them. And I noticed that all of my friends were liking our pictures, but not Amy. So I'm like, And so one of the pictures, I was doing the whole swim with the dolphins thing. And so I actually tagged her in the picture. I wrote, hey, Amy, this dolphin asked for your phone number. And I was waiting for her to respond. No response.
Aha. The plot thickened.
Yeah. So we get home from the honeymoon. And the entire next week, we're busy moving into our new house. But I keep trying to reach out to Amy, and she won't text me back. So I text one of my other friends who knows her and asks, you know, if she knows what's going on. And she tells me that Amy said, tell her to ask her husband. I'm sure he got the pictures and text messages on his phone.
Oh, boy.
So what did your husband have to say about, like, that?
He had no idea what she was talking about.
Okay, so she left your wedding early crying. Then she doesn't show up for the breakfast thing. Then she won't talk to you or respond. And she says your husband knows what's up.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what she's implying.
Well, did your husband ever at any point date this Amy girl?
No.
Were they particularly close friends?
No, he barely knows her.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it has something to do with text messages and pictures.
I guess that's what she told one of my other friends.
And she won't tell you anything about it?
No, but I want to know. I mean, for one thing, it's leaving kind of a stain on the memory of my wedding night. And second, if you're going to bring my husband's name into this, you better be able to prove what you're accusing them of.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so she wouldn't talk to you about it. Do you think she's going to talk to us about it? Like, whatever it is?
I mean, that's what I'm hoping for.
Okay. So let's put you on hold for a second. You can give her number to Shag. We'll try calling her when we come back, and then we'll see if she can get her to talk to us about whatever it is when we come back.
Darling at random.
So this will be Amy's phone number. And she will, we know she ain't going to talk to Gabrielle, but maybe she will talk to us.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling to speak to Amy, please.
Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Shaggy, and Ashley on Z104.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes, I sure am. Is this Amy?
Yes, this is Amy.
Hello, Amy. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
We are great. So listen, I don't know if you've been listening to our show at all this morning. Have you managed to catch any of it yet today, or?
Oh, I haven't, actually. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So anyway, what we've been talking about this morning is, what is your worst experience at a wedding? And somebody texted us. I mean, they keep texting us going, you seriously need to talk to my friend Amy and ask her what happened at the last wedding she was in.
Who texted you that?
Well, we're not sure. We get the text messages. They have numbers, but we don't have names that go with them. Did something bad happen?
I mean, yeah, something pretty bad happened, but I really don't want to talk about it because the people involved might be listening right now. I mean, I was one of the bridesmaids in the wedding.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Well, listen, I'll tell you what. What if we said, like on the air, that your name was Heather and you didn't have to use anybody's first name? Like, would that work? Or if you have to use someone's name, just make up a different name? Because I think Ashley and I are dying to know what this was, because according to this person who texted us, they said it was really bad.
It was really bad. Yeah.
Okay. So what if we don't even use your real name? And then how about this? We can even say you're calling from like North Carolina or something if you want.
Yeah. I guess that's fine.
Okay, great. So hang on one second. I'm going to record you here. So if you change your mind, we can erase it. All right, here we go. All right, so we're on with Heather, who's out of North Carolina. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
So something terrible happened to you at a wedding that you were in, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and you were actually a bridesmaid in this wedding.
Yep, I sure was.
Okay, so what happened?
So, well, this wedding was like a weekend type wedding, and it was at a resort. So basically, everybody got into town on Friday, and we had the rehearsal dinner, and then the wedding was on Saturday.
Okay.
So on Friday night, a bunch of the groomsmen and the bridesmaids were all at this little bar down the street. We were all having a good time and probably stayed out a little too late. But anyway, I was hanging out mostly with one of the guys, and he decides he's had enough fun, and he asks if I want to Uber back to the hotel with him. So I do. And we end up basically back in his room, and we ended up hooking up.
Oh, okay. Kind of fast there, isn't it?
Well, yes, he was really sweet, and we both talked about how we were both the lonely losers who didn't bring dates to the wedding. I don't know, it was one of those when in Rome type situations, you know?
I gotcha. But you weren't actually in Rome, correct?
No.
Okay. So you hooked up with one of the groomsmen?
Yes.
Okay.
And then the next day, we're getting ready for the wedding. And actually, right before the ceremony, one of the other groomsmen comes up and goes, hey, I need to talk to you about something. Like, let's talk after the wedding at the reception. So I'm like, okay.
Hold on a second. Don't tell me you went two for two with two different groomsmen.
No, but he proceeds to tell me that later on he feels terrible because I guess the groomsmen all made this bet with each other about which one of them could sleep with a member of the wedding party, and the one who did it won some kind of bounty, I guess, and they had, like, all the women in the wedding party listed and the odds on each person. Like, the groom's sister was on there, the bride's stepmom was on there,
all the
bridesmaids were on there.
Where did you see this list?
So he showed me the text messages they were having.
Oh, my gosh.
Did the groom know about any of this?
Yeah, he was on the conversation thread.
So he lied when he said he didn't know anything.
If he said he didn't know anything about it, then yes, he lied.
So the person who texted us mentioned pictures. Were there pictures of anything that happened? You know, are they floating around?
Yeah, there was this big picture of the whole wedding party and the odds on each person. And then after I hooked up with the guy on Friday night, he insisted we take a "we just had sex" photo, which I made him delete immediately. But I guess he didn't delete it.
Oh, wow.
Amy, I'm so sorry for all of this. I swear to God, I had no idea about any of this.
I guess I should interrupt here and tell you that Gabrielle is actually joining us. She's listening right now.
Okay, well, your husband and his friends are immature assholes, and good luck with your marriage, I guess, because that's the kind of person he is.
No, he doesn't know anything about any of this. He told me.
Well,
I saw the text conversation, and he's definitely on it because he told the guys his sister is off limits, but anyone else is fine.
Well, I'm going to talk to him tonight when he gets home. Why don't you just come over so we can figure it out?
No, thanks. I'm good, and I wish you guys would have told me she was going to be listening.
Okay. I didn't really know how to handle that. So, all right, so Gabrielle, so you're sure your husband didn't know anything about this?
That's what he told me.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're about to have your first fight as a married couple, so congratulations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.